야, 야.
Cool, it's cool. 스콜 overlapping more fold away I'm cold in me do overlapping
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, and we're playing a selection of songs here, all with gold in the title. It's the golden episode with a golden theme, I guess you could say. We ended off... before I run back the songs, I do want to thank there's all these little messages for the show because tonight was the 1,000th episode for me and Adam. And I do want to thank everyone. Kieran, Nick, Serena, Walt, and everyone that has listened and has been a part of the show in some way over the years. And it's nice to know people are listening. We're not done yet, though, Kieran. We're not done yet. Anyways, we ended off that set with music from Tom Waits. We heard Diamonds and Gold from 1985's Rain Dogs. Prior to that, we heard music from Wax Mannequin, a really great Hamilton band that's been around for a while and often comes to the Windsor area. They came not too long ago. We heard a track from 2002's album And Gun called Grover's Gold. This was their sophomore release, and it features the full band on the recording. Prior to that, we heard music from Mac DeMarco's latest. This is an album called One Wayne G, and this came out, I believe, earlier this year. And it's a digital-only release, and it has 100 songs. And a lot of the songs don't actually have titles. They just have numbers, and I believe that the numbers are corresponding to the date or year when it was recorded or maybe written. So this song that we heard is called 2020-08-19, which I'm assuming is August 19th. 2020. And then after that it says, she gets the gold star. She get the gold star. And prior to that we heard music. This is a longer set from Syd Barrett, of course, starting off with a song from his debut full-length release from 1970, The Madcap Laughs. We heard Golden Hair. We heard not as well-known Neil Young track from 2000. We heard Silver and Gold from the album of the same title. We had Chad Van Galen before that from 2021's The World's Most Stressed Out Gardener. We heard Golden Pear. We had Car Seat Headrest covering David Bowie before that with Golden Years. And that comes from an album called Mad Low Influences EP, and it's a series of covers that Car Seat Headrest did in 2021. We had Brian Eno before that with music from Another Green World. We heard Golden Hours. This was originally released in 1975, and then we started off that set with music from Broken Social Scene. We heard Golden Facelift from the Rarities B-Sides Demos compilation called Old Dead Young, which was put out in 2022. Coming up next, we got more music. We're going to start off with a track from Nirvana. This is actually a B-side that was written by Dave Grohl, a song called Marigold, and it's a song that I believe was before he was, or while he was in Nirvana, around that time, he put out a cassette-only release, a solo release, and it was called Late Pocket Watch. And there was a lot of great songs on there, and to my knowledge, it's never been re-released. And there's a lot of really great songs on there. And this was a song he redid with Nirvana during the In Utero sessions in 1993. Grohl plays guitar, sings, and does the drumming. Chris Novoselic of Nirvana plays bass. Kurt Cobain is not on this track, unfortunately, but he did really enjoy the track from what I've read, and it was the B-side to one of the singles and has been on some compilations and the In Utero box set that came out back in 2013 as well. So we're going to start off the set with that, and yeah, we're going to continue. We got, well, a little over... We got more music, let's just say that. So lots more in store, starting off this next set here with Nirvana. You're listening to Revolution Rock on CJM 99.1 FM.
Case I'm wrong. Rolling. From old Montana down to Alabama, I've been before and I'll travel again. You try it from home, I can't keep a good man down. Well, you dealt the cards, but you missed the play. So hit the road and be on your way. I'm gonna pour this golden rock and weave this town. Well, I want a good intern, we're running on time. So, baby, I'm switching to another line. Honey, never hang your signal out for me. Get tired of running on the same old track. I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. The golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Hear that lonesome whistle blow, that's my cue. Now you know that I got another true love waiting in Tennessee. This midnight special is burning the rail, so woman, don't try to follow my trail. And the golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Hear that thunder on through the night, the golden rock it is doing me right. And that sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. From that call, gonna raise your name. The fire went out, you lost your flame. And the golden rock was gonna roll my blues away. That old conductor, he seemed to know you'd done me wrong, I was feeling low. For he yelled out, we're over that Dixon line. And the brakeman started singing a song. You're worried now, but you won't be long. This golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. And the porter yelled with a southern drawl, rise and shine, I'm a-telling y'all. So I sprang to my feet to reach the newborn day. I kissed my baby at the station door. The whistle blew like never before. Golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Yeah, the golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Well, the golden rock is gonna roll my blues away.
One, two, I want. Two, three, kick!
Okay, that's a take.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, and we just ended off that set with music from Joe Strummer's 2003 album, Streetcore. The album was put out posthumously following his untimely passing, and it was a mixture of studio sessions and some recordings he did with Rick Rubin and for Johnny Cash, and also some soundtrack work. And that was actually a cover he did of the song Before I Grow Too Old, originally from Bobby Charles in the 60s, and he changed the title to Silver and Gold. And prior to that, we heard music, a relatively obscure track from a Canadian musician that played a lot in the 60s, was part of the Horseshoe Tavern scene in Toronto, Dick Nolan. We heard the song Golden Rocket from the album Truck Driving Man, originally released in 1964. Dick Nolan was kind of very influenced by Johnny Cash. He put out some Johnny Cash covers, and he also put out a lot of his own originals, including that one. Yeah, relatively obscure, but a cool track, kind of fit in between those slower, folkier songs. Prior to that, we heard music from The OCs when they spelled their name different. This comes from an album that was originally released, I believe, in 2009, called The Hounds of a Foggy Notion. We heard the song Golden Phones, and it was done for a movie, and it got re-released a few years back through Dwyer's label, Castle Face Records. OCs actually have a new album out. We've been playing a couple tracks from it over the last couple weeks, and we'll get to some more from it soon. Anyways, yeah, this was actually reissued. You know what? I don't have the date in front of me, but that's okay. A great, really cool album. And a little different. It kind of blends a little more of the folky earlier OC sounds with some more electric sounds. Prior to OCs, we heard music from Apollo Ghosts from 2022's double album, Pink Tiger. We heard Golden Teacher. Prior to that, we heard music from Sloan's double album, Never Hear the End of It, which came out in 2007. Recently got a vinyl reissue through their Murder Records label. We heard the song Golden Eyes. Prior to that, we heard music from Manchester's Sprinters. This is a band that we've spoken to a few times. And when this album came out, which was back in 2019, struck gold. It actually did quite well here on the station, going to number one in its first week. We heard the title track from that album, which is Struck Gold. And then we started off the set with Marigold, a B-side from the Nirvana catalog from the In Utero days. You can find this on the 20th anniversary edition of Nirvana's In Utero, which came out in 2013. And it was also the B-side to a single. I believe Heart-Shaped Box was one of them. Let's just see here. And it was a song that Dave Grohl wrote and performed primarily. Kurt Cobain's not actually featured on that track. And that's how we started off that set. Coming up next, we got lots more music. But coming up next, we're going to start off with some post-punky stuff from Scotland. Music from the Fire Engines. We're going to hear something from Hungry Beat called Big Golden Dream to start off this next set here on Revolution Rock. We're reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit and also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. Yeah.